Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I'm your host, and thank you for walking with me through the process of there, a walk of faith where we allow God's Word, the place where He's called us to manifest in our lives by faith. We watch and see the Word of God manifest in such a way that we become a blessing not only to ourselves but to every generation and to every nation that we meet by the Word of God and by His love and His power. This process of there is not something that you can plan out, but it's something that you take your everyday life and watch the Word of God be proven as you apply it, as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. And we've been watching and looking at different people in the Bible, seeing them not as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals who God has chosen and called for His purpose, for His time, to do something spectacular. God likes using ordinary people to do something extraordinary and extraordinary for His glory. So I'm so glad that we are part of the image of what God wants to use and see in this time. And it's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit. It is by His Word that these things are going to happen as He changes us line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, until we are free and we see ourselves as He is. We thank God that He has chosen us and called us not according to our past, but because of the glory of Him that shall be revealed in us. Many people will hear an overcoming testimony about our God and what He's able to do in a life that is broken and a life that's in despair. We've been hearing the Lord talk to us about where He's taking the body of Christ and that He's getting ready to do something extraordinary for the believer, that we've had, many of us have had our 7 years of famine before our 7 years of plenty, and God has been saying to us that something wonderful is getting ready to be released, and many of us have questioned because we don't understand what it is that's going on. We don't understand that we've been trusted with trouble. We've been pre-qualified by God to be justified in something that He's going to be releasing in our lives that were back of the mind of those who've been looking at us and watching us, and even our mockers. They have been saying that God is not with us, that we have sinned, that something is wrong with our life, but we are getting ready to see the tables turn because the same God that spoke to us and we heard His voice and we knew it, and everything that we prayed was not producing what He said. But we were in a season where we had to trust and walk by faith and not by sight. But God is getting ready to turn those tables in our favor. And we're going to see the 7 years of plenty. We're going to see the release of great things. And what I like about that is when you read the book of Joshua, when you read the book of Genesis and you begin to look at Joseph's life, what I like about it is this: Joseph goes in and Pharaoh agrees with something that he shouldn't have agreed with, because when you look, they do not like the Hebrews. Go back and look at Potiphar's wife. Whenever she accuses Joseph of trying to rape her, she says, "You brought this Hebrew in here." They did not want to have dwellings with the Hebrews. Even when you look at Joseph, when his brothers come and he's sitting there and they do not know that he himself is a Hebrew, he has to sit at a separate table because the Hebrews did not sit with the Egyptians because they thought they were better, that they could not deal with them. So we see that in this time that the enemy has tried to make it look like what we've asked for is not going to happen. But if you go back and look, Pharaoh agrees with the blessing of Joseph. He comes and he says within himself, "I'm going to bless you, and this is what I'm going to give you, and no one will be greater than you, only me." And he sets it up so that the blessings and the command of what he said is sealed by his signet ring. God is going to command some folks who felt like that you were not even on their level, that you were not even capable, that you were not even in their class, that you were not even worthy to be in a them. He's going to cause them to agree with the promise of God, because Joseph comes and he comes back and he agrees with the word of God. He says, "God sent me ahead of you to save lives." But God said, "Because of your trouble, I'm going to bless you and make the one that you come to give the answer to bless you and agree with my word." And while you're in your change place, while you're coming to that change place, I'm going to let them agree and bless you even greater and give you power that you didn't ask for, but I bestowed upon you. God is getting ready to do something miraculous for his people. that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man the things that God has said concerning us. What I like about this is before Joseph goes to meet Pharaoh, there is a change of clothes. There is a change that happens. God is changing your mindset about some things. He's changing your mind how you're looking at the situation. He's changing your mind how you're going through this place. You're right here at the edge of something great. You're getting ready to cross over into something mighty, and you cannot lose focus right now and get a mind that is discouraged and downtrodden. You've got to keep that mind of faith, which means you've got to renew your mind in that word. You've got to get in that place of worship. You've got to stay in prayer, saying, God, I believe what you said, and don't allow the enemy to come in and steal this place of possession, because God is going to do exactly what he said. Your time and the set time is at hand, and he's going to change it so fast. You're going to wake up like Joseph in the pit, in the king's prison, but in a moment you're going to be taken out of there, shaved and washed up, and your clothes are going to be changed. Whether it's on that job, in that career that looks like you're standing still, and you know that God called you there and God told you to stay there, that there's promotions that he told you you were going to get, but it looks like every time it's time for you to be promoted, something is coming and snatching that promotion. But you know God is telling you, I'm going to bless you. Stay right here and be diligent. If it's in that ministry that looks like it's not flourishing, and you know you're doing all that God told you to do, and it looks like you can't get the people to get on board, or get the income that God has called you, or there hasn't been anyone that is coming to join because you're speaking the word and said, God, you said you added to the church daily. Where are the ones that you're adding? We're doing what you said. We're discipling. We're going out. We're evangelizing, but we're not seeing the fruit of it. Whatever it is, if it's in that marriage that doesn't look like it's going to turn around, and you're praying, you're interceding, you're changing, and you're doing all that you know how to do, or those children that look like they're not going to change, whatever the case may be, look again. God is getting ready to command that thing that looked like it was going to forever be the same to disappear and be something brand new in a moment of an eye. He was taken out of that holding place and put in the palace. He didn't even have time to change his mindset or get used to his surroundings. But God had already gotten him used to some of it, because he was in Potiphar's house, who was a man that was wealthy. He was already used to surroundings. All he had to do was adjust his mind and shift to another place and let it be on a higher level. Because even when Pharaoh gave him the command, his immediate reaction after Pharaoh gave him the clothes and the ring and gave him a chariot was, let me go ahead and get busy. I know that I've been given an anointing to be an administrator over millions. And that's what you have to understand. God is just not going to take you out of the place where you're at and let you be an administrator and have that anointing over a few. He's going to cause you to have an administrative anointing over millions, because that's what happened with Joshua. It started in his father's house, tending to his father's sheep and dealing with his father's household. It went from there to Potiphar's. From there it went to the king's prison. From there it went to Pharaoh's house and the kingdom of Pharaoh, and he allowed God to process him. He didn't get bitter. He didn't get upset. He didn't start cursing God, but he had a vision that was greater than what had happened in his life. He knew that what God promised him was going to manifest. That's what you've got to hold on to. What is it God showed you? What is it that he gave you? What was the image? What was the dream? What was the word that he spoke? And it has not yet come to pass, but you're staying in the midst of his will, keeping your mind on him, letting his mind be in you. Keep rehearsing what he's saying, speaking and decreeing that thing in the atmosphere. And though it doesn't look like it, looks like it's tearing, wait on it. It's going to speak and not lie. That vision that God has given you, it will come to pass, and you will write in your tablet, you will write in your prayer journal, it surely came to pass. You will put the date down that it came to pass, and though you waited on it and it looked like it was afar off, it's closer now than what you ever thought, because God is faithful to do exceedingly abundantly above what he promised you. He's not a lying God, and if he told you it was yours, you will walk in and possess that thing. What I like about God is when Joseph got in power, He was able to bless his brothers, even in the place where they were sitting at the table. He gave all of them a portion. But because Benjamin had a faithfulness and had a tenderness and was in agreement with him and did not hold any malice in his heart, he got a double portion. He got more. Even when they got ready to leave, he got five changes of clothes. Even though his brothers got clothes, he gave Benjamin five changes of clothes and gave them 200 pieces of silver. That lets me know that when you are faithful and you stand in agreement and do not hold malice in your heart and do not hold hatred and bitterness and do not despise the place that you're in, God is going to bring a reward that outweighs the one that's been around who did a little and you did more. You went beyond the little. You went into to everything and you was exhausted to do the will of God. God is going to make sure that the payment is weighed out more than what you endured, that he's going to make sure that the abundance of it is going to be so great that everybody's going to be able to notice that you got this, that God gave it to you, that favor was released in your life, that you received something even that man didn't even think you were qualified to receive because his brothers was older. They should have received a double portion, but their hearts were not in the same place as Benjamin. Their mindset was not in the same place, and they could not receive the reward that Benjamin received. In your endurance, don't let the circumstance change your mind, because there's something greater coming. There's something more that's happening. There's something that God is going to do. He's going to set it up in your favor. It's going to come in your hands. You're not even going to miss this. I don't care what it looks like. God's going to make that thing drop right in your lap, drop right in your hands, and nothing will be able to stop what God has already commissioned for your life. Weeping may endure for a night. I know it's been night for a lot of us a long time. We've been going through some things for a long time. It looked like it wasn't going to change for a long time. But I promise you, the day is dawning. There's a joy that is coming, a joy unspeakable and full of glory. God is going to give you. Your faith has put a demand on God. He's got to give you retribution. He's got to repay you. He's got to restore you. He's got to recreate in your life, and he's got to annihilate your enemy. He's got to make sure that enemy that is reared its head, that enemy that has come after you, that enemy that has mocked you, but was really for your making, now is under your feet. God let him rule for just a little while. He just let him rule for just a little while. He just let him think he was big enough just a little while. He let him think that he was getting victory over you for just a little while, because he was making you in that process. He was doing something in your spirit, man. He was letting you see him more than just a God of a father, but he was going to let you see the attributes of who he was, and let those attributes be manifest in your life, that you will know your God. Because the Word of God says that those who know their God will do great exploits. You couldn't do the exploits that God told you were going to do unless you went through the test, unless you went through the trial, unless you went through that hard place, unless you were tried in that thing that made you strong, that made you believe God, that made you have an overcoming testimony, that even though he hasn't done it for you, you were just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It doesn't mean that he can't do it. If we perish right here, I still know that he's well able. I still know that he's going to do it. But because I know my God, I know he's not going to let me go down. I got too many people watching my life. You got too many people that heard your testimony. You have too many people that heard your praise and what you believe God for. And God is not going to let you go down without seeing the manifestation of what he said. Hold on and be of good courage. Let the God and the Spirit of God strengthen your heart, because your joy, your fulfillment, your place of exaltation is getting ready to manifest. You're getting ready to shift so fast, it's going to blow your mind. You're going to shift so fast. It's going to be such a turnaround that nobody's going to be able to get ready to get prepared to embrace the past. They're going to be grabbing onto the future, because God is going to thrust you out of that holding place into a forward motion of going forward, of conquering, of moving, of seeing greatness of God. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not yet entered in the heart of man, the things that God has prepared. He's given you a glimpse, but even in the glimpse, it cannot compare to what he has for you. It cannot compare to what he's going to give you. It hasn't even hit the ears of those who've heard your testimony of what you believe God for or what God is going to do. It's going to surpass all of those things, because greater is here. That place of fulfillment, that place of plenty, that place of God's overflowing love hitting your business, hitting your ministry, hitting your career, hitting you while you're in college, hitting you in your ministry, your marriage, your children, your finance, your physical body, what you've been leaving for, what you've been standing and decreeing for is getting ready to overflow in your life. You've gone through the place of famine. Get ready. Prepare yourself because the famine is over and you're getting ready to see the place of plenty manifest in your life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life, and we are going through the process of there together. Be with me tomorrow as God walks us through another place and another empowerment that we might be even more glorifying him in the place of there. God bless you.